This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dane and Hughes on the show. We, of course, we're talking to the former Chiefs wide receiver about the wide receivers and how he views the room this year versus 2024.
The jury's still out for me, and that's an honest assessment. One, we haven't played multiple games together. Like, we can look at last year and get a snapshot of what could have been, but we didn't have Hollywood Brown early in the season. When we finally got him back, he wasn't necessarily 100%. We didn't have Rashee Rice. I think they are capable, and Andy Reid has said it. This team, this wide receiving group, is capable of being the best he's ever coached. That's a tall task and high praise. But I still have to see it. Like, to me, we haven't seen them in the preseason games. We haven't seen them assembled together. We haven't seen them all healthy. It's tough to look at the Legion of Zoom that won that Super Bowl in the 2019 season and say that this group is better, but I'm waiting to see that. Because they had a different complement. Obviously, with Tyreek Hill, you had Sammy Watkins that was a more bigger physical receiver. Like, I think that dynamic was different. But I'm excited about this wide receiving crew. If they can stay healthy and Patrick Mahomes has the confidence in him like he did with them, it's going to be something special.
So that was Dane yesterday. And I think everybody's waiting to see for the first time ever, I mean, truly ever, Brown, Worthy, and Rice in a regular season game, in a meaningful game, all on the field. We just haven't seen it.
It feels like...
So the jury being out, it makes sense.
That's the problem, is that I think it's easy to just lean into, I've seen all three of them play... I know what they play like when they play, but we genuinely have no clue what they play like together. Worthy and Hollywood got barely any time together. Rice and Worthy got barely any time together. The three of them got zero time together at any one point. We don't talk about it as being an unknown the same way we talk about like the offensive line. It's a, because the players are not necessarily an unknown, but them as a unit is.
Yeah. Now, look, I'm sure you as well. I do think it'll be something that ends up working out very nicely for them if all three are ever on the field for more than just a game at a time. Like, I don't know exactly what it means, exact production for Hollywood Brown when he's also on the field with Worthy. And do they cancel each other out at all? Rice, we know the offense for 4 weeks last year when it was him and Worthy. Now, Worthy was still early in his rookie year. You know, we know what the offense, they want to run it through Rice. What we don't know is when Rice is at his full ability, and now that we're in year two of Worthy, in particular, I'm talking about those two. Even like Hollywood, I think he's a very nice complimentary piece to be in the receiver room as a number three. What we don't know is if Rice is fully healthy and available, what's he like with Worthy in year two? Because Rice and Worthy both were available week one last year, and I know Worthy had a touchdown against the Ravens, but that was...
Worthy was a rookie.
They were still using... That was off a jet sweep, wasn't it? Or a jet touch pass or something like that. Now that Worthy has developed into more of a full-on wide receiver as the season went on last year, what's that look like? That's something we just don't know, and I'm curious how they use him. We know they wanted to take shots down the field. They just didn't connect last year.
I think a lot of it goes down to, like, this team feels like it has more unknowns than previous years. Like, the only knowns I feel like are the right side of the offensive line. The defensive line, for the most part, I would argue is a known. How many sacks they'll get is a little unknown, but the players are known. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, maybe the running backs. Like, outside of that, what do I know? Like, I'm a Holmes, but I wasn't even going to bother bringing him up in that category. Like, the rotation in the corners feels a little bit different than before. Not individual players, but, like, I don't totally know what the safety group's going to look like without Justin Reed and what that's going to look like with Jaden Hicks. I don't really know what the Fulton, McDuffie, where he's going to play combo looks like. And I don't know what their plan was, these three wide receivers together as a complement on a field together. It could have been a good plan. I don't know that it was a good plan. They like that plan enough to run it back and see if that plan would work again. But a lot of that is just, we've never seen it. We have never seen those three players on the field together at the same time, healthy and playing, and especially now that Worthy's got an entire year of seasoning to go with it, then we know even less. Like, it's
the way that they're talking about it, too, is because they've interviewed, like, Rasheed's been asked about it, and Xavier's been asked about it, and they've both been on record of saying, We're going to be something to watch this year. Like, get your popcorn ready, essentially. Mm-hmm. We're not to say that that's added to the expectation or added to the pressure, if you even want to call it that. But if they're all healthy, based on the way they're talking about it, they should be a top five offense, point blank and period. And anything less is just a disappointment the way that they're talking about it.
Assuming that the left side of their line is not a disaster. Assuming it is at least average.
I don't think it should matter with Patrick Mahomes, but sure.
I mean, the left side is just a really tough place. And most teams know this. This is why left tackles are hard to find, or why Cincinnati signed Orlando Brown, or the Chiefs traded for Orlando Brown, and all these teams. You know?
Yeah, I don't know if we can say it doesn't matter. I mean, we watched last season play out. I mean, I think it absolutely factors into your peak level of offense. Not necessarily, they won 15 games with it being a problem, if that's your point, but from an actual, what's the numbers look like, points per game, therefore, are they a top five or a top 10 offense? I absolutely think if Josh Simmons is the real deal, or if Kingsley figures that left guard or not, it is a huge part of the equation.
Well, I think it's a big part of them, and just in terms of the overall success and how many points they should score. But I'm saying mediocre to poor poor left tackle play shouldn't be what ends up killing Patrick Mahomes' ability to make plays when he's got a full complement of wide receivers. Like, if everybody's fully healthy, he should still be able to do his thing and make plays that put him back on the map, if you will, from a national perspective.
In particular, if Rasheed Rice is on the field, and we don't know if it's
not missing six games.
Eight, 10, 12, we don't know.
Do there's some reporting that says he asked for two.
Well, hence why the false start.
10.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like, woo.
So, okay, let's split it again. It's just basically six games. Let's just be done with it, please. Let's move on.
It was one of those, I was asking around a little bit, too. I'm like, hey, is there an example of a player that maybe I haven't seen before? And they did have, I guess Rice's camp did cite one for a player that you've never heard of. And
he only wanted two games.
I know. Well, the player that you've never heard of got one and got a felony charge. And so, to the point, it feels like he's being good player, good team taxed. This player sped, got in an accident, caused paralysis for a person, and got a felony conviction. He didn't flee the scene of the crime.
Now, the player that you're referencing, that player cut by his team or not? Like, is it that low of a player?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the other part. He got cut by the team. We're talking about a seventh string, or not seventh string, exactly. A seventh wide receiver. Seventh wide receiver.
But if you're Rice's camp, you get to say, no, players are not, you don't punish players because they're bigger
names. I'm not disagreeing. I'm just curious what the circumstance is for that. And if the team cut him, that also might be why the suspension was less for that player.
Isn't that why they...
But yeah, this is... I'm still convinced he's not getting 10 or 12 games.
I think he's getting six.
I think it's going to... If he's asking for two and they're way off, Yeah, 5-7, 6-8, like that's the range.
Isn't that where the league has kind of dug themselves a hole, though, where all of a sudden it's case-by-case basis, and now one guy got one game, but hey, he wasn't that good. He didn't make the team, so it's totally different where this person, like it feels like it is a true case-by-case basis, and yeah, out of nowhere, some reasoning can change.
I'm actually fine with it being case-by-case because I do think they are all different. I'm basing off what you said. Did that player also injure somebody? Did that player
yes.
Did he leave the scene of the accident?
He said he caused paralysis,
Cody, correct? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why it has to be case by case because
Brandon
each thing is
Echols,
different.
He was a player for the Jets in 2023. He received a one-game suspension for violating it. He caused a two-car crash that included partially paralyzing one of the people in the accident. He was allegedly traveling not as fast, but traveling 25 miles over the speed limit when he caused the accident, and he got one game. He also received a felony 2023. He also received a felony conviction as a part of his plea. So his argument, Rice's camp, is this guy pretty... I didn't drive as fast.
And he didn't leave the scene of the accident.
So is it one game for every 10 miles an hour faster I drive?
I know, but...
And he didn't leave the scene of the accident. It's two and not one.
It's one felony versus two, so we don't know. But this is why I don't think it's 12.
That's a closer comp.
Yeah, for sure. And this is why six makes a lot of sense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.